As more cases of the Omicron variant appear here in Australia and around the world, the logic behind travel bans on African nations is starting to show signs of strain. Some experts argue that it just makes no sense to ban travellers from those countries, while those coming to Australia from elsewhere do not face similar restrictions. Here's Nick Grimm.
I have to put my mask on, and I'm literally about to put down my window, so I'm literally doing that right now. Yep. Thank you very much.
When PM spoke to Jane, who doesn't want to use her real name, she was sitting in the queue with her two teenage sons waiting for their second COVID test.
Queue's quite long today. We've been already sitting here for about 20 minutes.
The former expat has only been back in Australia for a matter of days. After flying in from Singapore last week on a flight, she's since learned was also carrying passengers infected with the Omicron COVID variant.
So, you know, when you are notified by New South Wales Health Authorities, you take that very seriously and you work with them. And, you know, you don't want to be, exactly, you don't want to be a vector, and you also want to do responsible behaviour and, you know.
And you're having to go through all of this at a time when you'd probably rather be back at home trying to get all your services connected and your life re-established in this country.
Exactly. I won't deny that. It's something I have to do. I haven't seen the beach for 2 years, Nick.
Today, cases of Omicron have been reported in Germany as well as in the United States, where it's prompted President Joe Biden to order that all inbound international passengers must be tested for COVID within 1 day of departure, regardless of their vaccination status.
I was very open to say that I think this will spread around the world quite quickly. I suspect within the next few months, Omicron will be the virus in the world.
That's Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly reflecting on the decision to impose travel bans on travellers coming to this country from several African states. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt defending that decision.
It's about following the medical advice, and if the medical advice changes, then we won't hesitate to take it.
But epidemiologists like Tambry Housen believe closing borders to African nations makes no sense when the strain has already spread.
As far as the perception, when you're banning travel bans for South Africa and you're not having travel bans for European countries that have circulation of the same variant, I mean, there's a clear racist perception there that I totally understand.
The infectious diseases expert with the University of Newcastle and the ANU agrees with the World Health Organization, which has warned bans on travel from African nations could prove counterproductive. And that continent might not have been the source of the mutation in any event. Dutch health officials found an Omicron case in the Netherlands a week before South African scientists declared the new strain. But Australia currently has no blanket ban on arrivals from the Netherlands.
South Africa demonstrated their commitment to a transparency in the global pandemic response by reporting early. To target them with border closures and not other countries with known Omicron transmission is not okay. We don't even know where it came from. Because South Africa reported it doesn't mean it originated in South Africa, this variant. It could have been brought into South Africa from anywhere else.
Meanwhile, Jane faces long days ahead stuck in isolation in unfamiliar surroundings. She hasn't lived in this country for 14 years and she came here ahead of her husband with a plan to get their lives re-established.
Look, it's what you make of it. Look, I won't say there's been some days where you've kind of been a little bit, steam under the collar just going, you know. But anyway, look, you just got to, like we're sitting here in the sunshine in a queue and the jacarandas are out and we haven't seen fresh air or jacarandas and the cockatoos and the bird noises. So it's, we're feeling fortunate, if I can say that, and irrespective of the quarantine. It's a curveball.
That's returned expat Jane speaking with PM's Nick Grimm.